Here's a look at your KLAM news for this Saturday morning. Monday, of course, is Memorial Day, and the Wasmer Post 241 American Legion of Lamars is preparing for its annual Avenue of the Flags program. This year marks the 54th edition of the Avenue of Flags ceremony. Dan Pluger serves as the commander of the local American Legion organization and says a parade will precede the ceremonies.
The parade will line up at 9 o'clock on Memorial Day at Central Avenue and 2nd Street Northwest by the Bamboo Village. And then the parade will start at 9:15 and proceed south on Central Avenue, turn at 3rd Street Southeast, and will end at the courthouse.
More than 1,400 flags are scheduled to be on display in honor of the Lamars and Plymouth County veterans that have passed away. Pluger says that number of flags to be dedicated continues to grow, but at last count, at least 20 flags are scheduled to be dedicated this year. The local American Legion commander explains the program scheduled for Memorial Day.
So at 10 o'clock, we'll start the program, whether it be at the courthouse or at the Lamars Middle School if it gets rained out. We'll have the posting of the colors. This year we have Keegan Pippett, who just graduated from Lamars Community High School. He'll be singing the Star Spangled Banner this year. Then we'll go into the invocation. We'll have the Armed Forces salute, the welcome. I'll give a little speech. We'll have the wreath presentation of the past wars like we've done in the past.
And that will be done in conjunction with the auxiliary then?
That is correct. And again, past commander and the adjutant of our post, Jim Rolfus, will be reading his poem, Come Visit My Grave. That's always a touching tribute to fallen soldiers. Municipal band will also be there again this year, playing some patriotic music throughout the program.
As it is with the tradition of the Avenue of Flags, American Legion member Pat Murphy will again recite the more than 1,400 names of the Lamars veterans to be honored.
And when the names are being read, of course, Pat Murphy again will be reading off most of those names. It always impresses me that he can get through all those names without hardly, I don't know if he takes a drink of water or not, or if he goes straight through, but it's pretty impressive.
Pluger continues with the program's agenda.
After the reading of the names, then they'll do the rifle volley and the taps, and past commander Bud Vanderwell will do the benediction, and we'll do the retiring of the colors. And then after the program, everybody's welcome to come down to the Legion for a lunch, if they so wish.
Pluger says that volunteers are needed for this Saturday morning as well as for Monday.
So Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be at the courthouse with metal detectors and some equipment to find the staffs first. So if anybody wants to come down and help us out, that would be great. Just bring a metal detector if you have one, a long screwdriver, some gloves, usually done by about noon. Also Saturday morning, the Legion Riders are going to be out at the Memorial Cemetery putting up flags at the veterans' graves. And then Monday, if the weather's good, we can get the flags up. We put the flags out Monday morning, Memorial Day at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we usually have a lot of volunteers that show up to help with that, and it doesn't take very long to get them up at all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then again, Monday afternoon is when you take them down.
Yeah. So if we get them up, if we don't have bad weather, we take them down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday.
The weather forecast for Monday is calling for the possibility of rain, and Pluger says if necessary, they are prepared to hold the annual Memorial Day program inside the Lamars Community Middle School auditorium. He says the ceremonies will remain the same as it would be if it was at the county courthouse.
Well, we'll try to keep it about the same as best we can. We'll try to get everything in there. We'll still go through the reading of the names and all that, and I think the municipal band will be there playing too. So,
and still the dedication of the 20 flags, the new flags then?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, those will all be dedicated.
Stay tuned to KLAM Radio for any announcements regarding the location of the Avenue of Flags program. As part of the Memorial Day weekend tradition is the annual Thunder on the Missouri, which comprises of primarily Vietnam veterans and other patriots taking their motorcycles for a ride to the replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall located in Freedom Park of South Sioux City, Nebraska. Larry Heights is the coordinator of the 5th Annual Midwest Motorcycle Honor Ride that will take place on Sunday.
Well, we're starting Sunday morning, there'll be a staging area set up down at the Sergeant Bluff American Legion. That's right off of Old Highway 75 south of the Fairway store there. Staging will be from noon till 2 p.m. We'll leave exactly at 2 p.m. And we'll go under escort through Sergeant Bluff to the interstate. Again, escorted Sheriff's Department up the interstate to the Nebraska exit. Take that over the bridge. And then we'll be escorted by the South Sioux City Police to Freedom Park and the Memorial Wall.
Hyde says that the Midwest ride was started after the Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride to the actual Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C.
It's a takeoff from Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C. That started some 30 years ago on a Sunday of Memorial Day weekend by a group of Vietnam veterans to raise awareness of the plights of POWs and MIAs from all wars. And the ride was to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. Now, a few of the Northwest Iowa American Legion riders who had participated in that event numerous times were talking after the Freedom Park was established and the wall was erected over there in South Sioux City that this would be an opportunity for us to establish our own Run for the Wall right here.
He explains the agenda for Sunday's memorial ride.
When we reach the wall, we will circle. The motorcycles will circle the entire area and come in and park, and everyone will stand by their motorcycle. When everybody is stopped, we will give the thunder salute, which is revving the engines for about 5-10 seconds, to salute those who gave their lives. At that time, a program will begin. We'll have the national anthem sung. We will have Mike Newhouse give a speech. We will have the Battle Cross presented by Vietnam veterans. It's not a long program, but it means a lot.
The coordinator of the Thunder on the Missouri Memorial Ride anticipates several hundred people from far and wide will participate in the annual event, not just those from the nearby tri-state region.
I've got commitments from groups in Minnesota, Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, and Missouri.
Hyde says anyone who is a patriot is welcome to participate on the Thunder of the Missouri Memorial Motorcycle Ride.
This is an opportunity for all patriots who ride motorcycles to go on this ride. We do not discriminate against, you know, veterans or not, what kind of motorcycle you got. It doesn't matter as long as you're a patriot and you love this country and you want to remember those who gave their lives to give us this great country, you are welcome to come along.
Again, the staging area will take place at the Sergeant Bluff's American Legion Hall. That is a look at your news this morning here on KLAM.